This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Facing an unprecedented drop in business and the loss of a major air carrier, Akron Canton Airport is counting on passengers gradually starting to fly again. I spoke with the airport's president and CEO, Ren Camacho, about what the new normal could look like for the airport. Camacho says the safety of all passengers and staff is the airport's top priority. They're installing plexiglass shields in high traffic areas, putting in social distancing markers, and increasing sanitation standards. All staff have their temperatures taken and have to wear face masks.
While we don't require individuals wear face coverings through the airport, such as our passengers, we highly, highly recommend it. And I say that only because all of our airlines currently require face coverings as of May 11th.
Compared to this time last year, social distancing isn't a problem at Akron Canton right now. Camacho says since the pandemic started, there have been flights with as few as four passengers aboard.
We're down 95% in terms of passenger traffic, a huge number from where we were this time last year, let alone earlier in the year before the pandemic outbreak.
But when the coronavirus pandemic eases, Camacho thinks air travel will slowly start to bounce back.
Things are changing each and every day. You know, we are concerned about the airlines themselves and where they're going long term, their viability, and they've experienced tremendous financial loss. And so they may be even slower to launch new air service. We're keeping that in mind as we forecast for the future.
The airport could see as much as $2.8 million in losses by the end of the year. That includes the news that Delta has canceled its flights out of Akron Canton through September in favor of its routes at Cleveland International. Camacho says through the CARES Act, the Department of Transportation requires airlines to maintain service to all markets, but not every airport.
And guess what? They can pick and choose of between CAK and CLE, which of those two airports they can fly out of.
And that leaves Akron Canton vulnerable.
So we're looking to get additional congressional support to help us with this notion and seeing what we can do to segregate us as a separate and distinct Metropolitan Statistical Area, or MSA, from CLE.
Are you worried that other airlines, United or American, could follow suit?
They have. They already have. So we've gone from 25 flights a day, Mark, down to about 3 or 4. So they've already started that process.
But even in the face of all this turmoil, Camacho says Akron Canton is still pushing ahead with its planned $34 million gate expansion project set to open by the end of the year.
All of the airlines have told us that they want to see the project through. They're committed to gates and the new project. They are optimistic that they will continue to service Akron Canton. It's just, what does that look like? Is it, from 25 flights a day to 10? Is it 12? Is it 20?
Camacho says he's trying to stay optimistic, but he wishes he had a crystal ball. He thinks in a year's time, the airport will be in much better shape, but it still won't be back to normal.
I think we'll be at a 50 to 60, optimistically, percentage of where we are today, maybe 10 to 12 flights from the various carriers. And the concern is not only the destinations, but the frequency. How many times are they flying to the Chicagos and the Charlottes and the Philadelphias? If it's once a day, and there are folks that have more choices at other airports, then folks may decide to go to those other airports and not come back. So that's the challenge that we face.
Camacho says Akron Canton has the support of major businesses in the region, be it Timken, Smucker's, Diebold, or Goodyear.
We generate over $1 billion in economic impact to the greater Akron area, which in itself proves our viability and importance. So we have to make sure that we remain viable for our partners and for the community at large.
That's Ren Camacho, president and CEO of Akron Canton Airport. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.